There's a lot of things to get excited about at the annual Red Hat Summit in Boston, Massachusetts. If you're a software developer like me, things like rich faces and what's going on with Hibernate ORM and even their relationship mapping for NoSQL is pretty exciting. If you work a little bit deeper down in the stack, you can get excited about that little Linux product that Red Hat has something to do with. It really is one of the most popular conferences around. And one of the most popular people at this most popular conference is Jeremy Eder, a principal software engineer with Red Hat. Now, Jeremy stacked his plate pretty high at the conference, speaking on Thursday, Friday, even Wednesday the 24th about things like containers versus virtualization, cloud architecture and performance workloads, performance analysis and tuning of Red Hat Enterprise Linux, and of course, he'll be walking the floor, talking to people, even hanging out at the Red Hat booth as well. So, as busy as he is, he was kind enough to take some time out to talk to us, the server side and Tech Target, about some of the important things that Red Hat is doing in terms of performance monitoring and performance optimization with Linux. And so one of the first questions we asked Jeremy is, what is it that people are missing out on when it comes to performance? And more to the point, what are people like you at Red Hat doing to try and help people optimize their systems?
So, some of the things people are missing out on are optimizing for the newest generation of hardware, optimizing for the infrastructure that they're running on, and then taking into account, you know, their workloads and tuning the system accordingly. So what we've built are some profiles, tuning profiles, that help customize the system based on the workloads. And some of it is automatic and some of it requires a little bit of user intervention because we're not mind reading. And so that's where we're headed across the entire portfolio.
Now, one of the things that you always stress is the importance of optimizing for modern hardware. What are the things that have changed in terms of hardware in, say, the last 3, 4, 5 years that makes optimization different today than it was in the past?
The first thing that people normally don't quite grasp is that basically, everything in the last 5 years has been what's called a NUMA system, which means that cores and memory have different access times. The cores and memory are not equidistant from each other. And so depending on where your application runs, you may get different performance, and those swings can be in the 20 or 30% range. So there's been huge engineering efforts across not only Red Hat, but upstream open source communities to automate NUMA balancing. And that is a major feature in RHEL 7.
Now, people always associate system performance with processors. How has performance optimization changed as the microprocessor has matured?
The other thing I had mentioned is, I hadn't mentioned it yet, but different levels of different CPU generations have different performance characteristics and different things that can benefit performance. Recently we were at a conference in Manhattan where a vendor showed different results based on whether they used the latest instructions that Intel had added to their latest chips. And the performance went, you know, through the roof when they optimized their application for that. So developers need to understand what the underlying platform is. And what we're doing in RHEL is exposing CPU capabilities to even inside virtual guests. And containers, of course, have that information as well, since they have raw access to the hardware detail. So application developers can key off of those pieces of information, and those are huge wins, you know, that people don't, maybe only the most advanced developers take advantage of.
Now, the big trend dominating the industry today is containerization. How does performance optimization change when you go from a virtualized system to a containerized system?
Yeah, the performance numbers it really comes down to a couple of things. When you use a container, you're on a single kernel and you're sharing a single kernel, which gives you direct access to hardware, direct access to memory. When you're using virtualization, you have to cross a boundary in the hypervisor. Crossing that boundary is where the performance impact takes place. And it doesn't matter what hypervisor you're using, that is always the case. There are plenty of workarounds to improving performance in virtualization, and every major vert vendor has already published best practices for virtualization performance. So it actually takes a little bit of work, and that's kind of why it's sort of hands off. You get performance almost, let's say, for free in containers, whereas virtualization, again, depending on, I mean, really no matter what hypervisor, you have to do a little bit of work in order to, close the gap between bare metal and virtualization. So in that way, it's operationalized. Performance is operationalized a lot easier because there's a little bit lower bar to entry in containers.
Now, moving up the stack from systems to application development, how are you seeing disruptive technologies like OpenShift changing the way applications are developed?
I would say automation. I like the, the dynamic nature that software like Kubernetes or platforms like OpenShift that Red Hat's building allow for, fully complete CI/CD deployment scenarios in the enterprise. You are no longer relying on an outside vendor for those sort of things. You can deploy the entire thing inside your walls as secure as possible and have an end-to-end automated solution that gets you closer to, what most people, you'd point to Netflix or something like that for a point of reference externally as to how things should be done in a DevOps environment. And what's great about the software that Red Hat's building is that it brings the best workflow features of DevOps and commoditizes them on open source stacks and brings them into, any customer to realize that level of efficiency.
Now, it's one thing to preach the gospel, but it's another thing entirely to actually live it. So what is it that you guys at Red Hat are actually doing to take advantage of things like CI/CD and optimization?
I will say that one of the things that we've done in the performance team here at Red Hat is we've really embraced CI from a performance perspective, and that means writing tests that can gate releases for performance regressions, not only functional and feature tests, but also performance regression tests and scale regression tests. So those are the things that we're doing internally that sort of excite me in terms of automation, because it allows us to have a lot more confidence in software that gets shipped, just like this is the purpose of CI in the first place. But from a performance perspective, we have a much different approach towards things. We require bare metal. We require very carefully configured networks and storage arrays such that results are reliable run to run. So it's an entirely different approach to CI than a developer sitting at his laptop would have. And he commits code. It gets tested functionally. It's entirely different in our world where we're scale testing OpenShift and Kubernetes to scale, to many thousands and thousands of nodes. So those are the things that I think our group is adding to the mix. And I did a presentation at a meetup last year about exactly how we're doing this internally here by building tooling and building specialized containers to provide the plumbing we need to create performance regression tests for containers.
Now, speaking of containers, the industry is pretty nascent in terms of tools for helping system administrators and developers troubleshoot some of the performance problems that they encounter when they're dealing with a containerized environment. So what types of tools are being made available and developed for developers and system administrators to try and debug and deal with performance problems that are happening when they're using things like Docker?
When we took on this project, which was, I guess, January of 14, or at least me personally, it was pretty much immediately evident that none of the tooling in Linux had ever really dealt with containers. And so we've had to do a lot of work to realize that. For example, Performance Copilot has learned about containers. We worked on the Docker Stats implementation. We've got C group tools. But really what I want to point out to answer your question is that the process of beginning performance investigation on containers led us to create something called the RHEL Tools container, which is a performance analysis and debugging container that we're shipping with RHEL Atomic. And, well, it's a Red Hat product. You can actually use it on RHEL as well. But that container allows us to strip down RHEL Atomic significantly and take all of the normal debug and performance analysis and even some statistics utilities out of the base OS and move them to this debug container, which is deployed, again, only during debug type scenarios, which in my world is all day, every day. But in production, you know, you don't necessarily need all this extra stuff. So I would point you toward that. We've done some blog posts on it, and I'll be talking about it at Summit. So it was released when we GA'd Atomic in March, and it's available right now. So for anyone doing any sort of investigation on performance or even just, you know, kind of basic debugging on RHEL Atomic, you're going to want to check out the RHEL Tools container.
Now, we've got a little sidetracked with containerization and virtualization and performance and monitoring and the tools that Red Hat's making available to us. But the actual reason that we got together to chat was to discuss the Red Hat Summit. So you're pretty busy at the summit. You've got three different sessions being delivered over three separate days. I was wondering if you could just describe what those sessions are going to be and what can people take away from those sessions when they attend them.
We have three sessions, or at least I do. The first one is a normal performance roundup that we've done for the last, or at least I've been involved 3 years. This will be my fourth, I believe. You're doing that. And that is a state of the union on RHEL 7 performance, all of the crazy, you know, whiz-bang stuff we're doing in the labs and research and development. And I hope that customers take away from that one that Red Hat is leading the way in performance. We're testing all kinds of weird stuff. We're finding stuff that we're a lot of times we try and tell people what not to do rather than what to do, because we can tell you where the bodies are buried. So that's the first one. The second one is about characterizing workloads and whether or not performance workloads make any sense in the cloud, in public clouds or private clouds. And so what we're building sort of is a Rosetta Stone for customers to learn how to characterize workloads, and not only from a performance standpoint, but from a requirement standpoint as far as security, reliability, that sort of thing, and really make a fingerprint for each application that allows them to confidently pick an infrastructure. For example, if you need massive throughput in your networking, you're not going to be able to get away with that on a shared infrastructure or in a public cloud. You might need bare metal. If you have very low performance requirements for batch workloads, follow the moon type workloads where you're looking for the cheapest possible compute, public cloud works just great. So we have impressive performance in private cloud and OpenStack that that we're looking to, you know, publish and get out there during that one. And the final one is on Friday, which is we're calling it Containers versus Virtualization. And the word versus is contentiously debated, at least in my mind. We certainly see it as complementary, and so I'm not exactly sure where that title came from. But what we're going to propose there is sort of zooming in on the previous one I had mentioned about picking an infrastructure. And let's say you had an infrastructure chosen and you wanted to pick between a technology. Does it make sense to put this thing inside a guest? Or does it make sense to put this thing inside of a container? And so we're going to share some performance results across bare metal, KVM, and containers in that one. So the takeaway for the third presentation is, again, another Rosetta Stone for customers, because, again, we're early days here, and we need to help customers adopt these technologies. We want them to adopt them quickly, of course, be able to remove any blockers. So giving customers the tools they need to make those decisions at the architecture level and then work with them on implementation.
So if you're lucky enough to be attending the Red Hat Summit in beautiful Boston, Massachusetts, make sure you register early for 1, 2, or all three of Jeremy's sessions, because they will sell out quickly. And of course, if you're not lucky enough to be going to beautiful Boston, well, you can always take a look at what Jeremy has to say at developerblog.redhat.com/author/Jeremy Eater. And of course, you can always follow him on Twitter as well, at Jeremy Eater. Anyways, thank you so much, Jeremy, for chatting with us. I know that TechTarget always enjoys speaking with you, and the server-side audience always enjoys your insights in application and system performance optimization. Thank you very much. Enjoy the conference.